Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And today we have a special guest, one of our regular special guests, Reverend Frederick Shaw of CCHR, that Citizens Commission for Human Rights. How are you today, Reverend Frederick? How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I appreciate you having me as this continued guest on your show. And the issues that you have the courage to bring up that other people don't necessarily have, and I just am having a good day just doing your show as normal.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we enjoy having you here informing the public on how to protect themselves. And we do hope you and everyone had a wonderful Independence Day weekend. So let's jump right into it. What's going on in the system concerning mental health care and the forced rape that occurs in the system?
Well, what we're looking at is that when you have a system that pretty much goes unchecked, where the people inside of that system have no rights, people don't realize that you have less rights in a mental institution than you do in a prison, because the assumption is that you're mentally impaired. So therefore, when you report things such as rape and choking out people and so forth like that, you know, those things get put in the category of being delusional, the medication caused it. The doctor really didn't take advantage of you. Some of these things, drugs cause paranoia and things like that. So those acts like rape and torture and things like that get dismissed when they're actually very real.
Oh, yes. I can attest to that. As you know, audience, if you've just gotten here, to listen to our show on Cleopatra Memphis Studios in affiliation with Blog Talk Radio and the CMS Network, you will know when I shared my story, and my experience is very brutal. I had someone attempt to rape me, as well as being told I was going to be forcibly handled and raped if I didn't comply with certain issues, being that I was forced to be put into this institution against my will due to abuse. And I can attest to this. You literally have no rights. You are given crayons and magic markers to write if you have a complaint in the system. They're not going to give you an actual pen or take you seriously. So I can attest to this firsthand. It's a scary place to be in, and I thank God I was covered in blood and was not raped and not assaulted in any way, but it was nothing that could have stopped them except for God in me standing up to defend for myself. So I am aware of this personally, and if you're not, please do not send your children to an institution because they're different, because they are hyperactive, because they are a little slower to speak. Work with a counselor to try to understand those children or your young adult or partner, because things change. And most of the time it is emotional regulation that needs to happen. And there are holistic treatments that can help a person get through what they are traumatized or going through by. So Reverend Frederick, can you continue to tell us what's happening to the children that are experiencing this?
Well, you know, at the CCHR Psychiatry and Industry at Deaf Museum, we have thousands of people who tour a year. And a lot of times I hear the stories from the people as they go through and they start talking about their own experiences similar to what you have done. And what I'm seeing is the fact that they're being dismissed, but the stories continue and continue. And now over in New Zealand, a psychiatrist that was operating out of the United States and was pretty much almost like allowed to leave and start up again in New Zealand, well, they've created this whole torture thing that was done to hundreds of kids, the molestation and the denial of reports and stuff is rampant. Now the Royal Committee, I guess that's a group that investigates those types of things over there, backed by the United Nations, is doing a full investigation in what's going on. But that is the one that's being exposed. But this is going on all over the place, not only just with the molestation or the rape, but people being choked out. You know, we talk about what happened to George Floyd, but those things are going on in mental institutions, but they're quiet because there's nobody to record it. And so, you know, this whole field has to be cleaned up. And so that when people do go for some type of health care, they're getting the proper care and they're not being a victim again and again because they're mental incapacity.
That's right. If people were truly aware, which is why we're doing this show, people, your people, your children, your significant others or your family members there, unless you're just a narcissistic fool. But let's just say that's why CCHR is here. Remember, people, if you have a story that you'd like to share, please share it on, you can call in to our show and share it right here. At 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we're on all forms of social media. So please like, follow, and share under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Now, Reverend Frederick, is there any way for people to get the help that they need holistically, or through CCHR for counseling, or for a affirmation of redetermination of their mental state through CCHR? Are there any links or anything that they can go to and go by?
Well, they can start off at CCHRINT.org, and there's a wealth of information there. Even I think the story that I was talking about in New Zealand is there. And then there's some references and stuff. But let me just say this, too. You can also Google vitamins that are good for whatever the mental disorder you have been diagnosed with or claim to have. And there's, you know, some resources there on the Internet. There's things that we can do, proper dieting, proper sleep. But the most thing is to make sure that before you consider taking any type of psychiatric drug or whatever, that you go to a medical hospital and get a medical examination. Get your blood work checked and make sure that your vitamin levels and things like and your hormone levels are correct. And if you do that, you can maybe bypass a lot of these types of things because the thyroid can mirror mental health problems, dehydration, all types of things can occur in the human body that can set it off. And, you know, you won't ever get it treated if you don't go to a medical doctor. So I would start there. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I would just say I would start there. And me personally, I would even get a second opinion if I am not in agreement with the first. And then we start looking at other alternatives. They're out there, and there's some good books too. Dr. Marianne Block, Just Because You're Depressed Doesn't Mean You Have Depression. She also has a book called No More ADHD, and you can get those books through CCHR, or you can just Google them and get them on the internet.
Well, that's amazing, and I'll say this for myself. Being a woman, we have so many different things going on with our bodies. Every single month, until you hit the age where you can no longer have babies and children, you go through phases. You can go through your luteal stage after you experience your cycle and ovulation, and that can mess with your emotions, and you have to regulate that. So many women do not know enough about their bodies to even understand that. And then we talk about postpartum depression after you have children. There are a lot of things, especially on the women's side, that we are not made aware of and not educated on as to how to regulate our body, the hormone transitions and things that occur throughout the time we are experiencing that during our menstrual cycles and things of that nature. And especially if you have a special case like myself. So I am so appreciative of you being here, Reverend Frederick, and letting people know of CCHR and the CCHR eugenics and the CCHR task force against racism in modern day eugenics. I am so proud to have you here to discuss this. And I will say, people, if you are just now tuning in, remember to like, follow, and share our social media sites, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, under Facebook and Instagram on Twitter. We are under CM Studios. Please like, follow, and share, and we can get your story out there. Also, please email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios to give us your stories again, because we need to get the word out to the public as to what's going on with you and how we can refute and stand up against this. Reverend Frederick, can you also please give your information as to how they can get in contact yes. with you and how they can join?
Yes, they can look up and see what I do and all of the information about the cause, to see if you would like to be part of the CCHR International's Task Force Against Racism and Modern Day Eugenics. It's CCHRTaskForce.org. And then you can also, if you want to be a part of it or even get some information or whatever, you can email me at fshawjr@yahoo.com. That's fshawjr@yahoo.com. And I just want to say something real briefly. What you said on the postpartum, that is so spot on, because one of the things that people don't know is that's one of the reasons they're using to electroshock women. And so the idea that just because things aren't optimum at the time does not mean that you have mental illness. It just means that your body may be going through something, and if it's correctly diagnosed on the medical end, you don't have to deal with it on the mental health end.
Right. I wish people, well, I'm not going to wish. I'm going to put this out into the atmosphere, and everyone under the sound of my voice, trust your gut when it comes to your body. If you know something is wrong, don't just go by what the doctor says if something tells you otherwise, because they are human too, and they can be wrong. And so there are ways to go against what has been treated and what is diagnosed, because that a diagnosis can be with you the rest of your life until you see someone to prove otherwise. And about with the stroke of a pen, you could be labeled as something you're not. Just because you have irregular things and going on with your body's health system. So people, please be aware and take some holistic care when it comes to your body, because a lot of things are set up for us to fail, and it's not exactly what you believe, because with health, you can, this health is something you can achieve. You just have to be aware of it and on top of it. Also, I want to say we have upcoming Reverend Frederick's podcast, his show coming up on Anchor, and we also have a CCHR Modern Day Task Force and Eugenics magazine coming up. And if you want to sponsor and be featured in this magazine, please let us know. You know how to get in contact with us, info@Cleopatra Memphis Studios, or you can contact CCHR International for that upcoming magazine and show. So thank you so much for being here, Reverend Frederick.
Well, thank you for bringing me on the show, and this is such a great platform to be able to get this information out, and I hope our listeners get involved, because it takes us all to be able to protect our rights, and we must protect the rights of the least of these, because what happens is, what if we stand by and let these atrocities occur to them, then eventually they will occur to us, and as you've expressed, it's already touching us. So I thank you for this opportunity.
I'm thanking the universe, and I'm thankful to you for being the beacon of light that you are, and the courageous force within the system to bust up and detour the abuse of the system with CCHR and the modern day eugenics and modern day racism and eugenics task force that we have in place to make a difference. So thank you so much for listening, you all. Until next time, people, what do we want you to do? And that is simply be great.